We have three of our graduating youth who have agreed to be our, here as our bridgers for this service. Liliana Olivo Bruner and her mom, Christiana, are here. And Liliana graduated from Longmont High and is going to McAllister University in St. Paul, Minnesota. We can, let's applaud these people. And Ingrid Cooper is over there on the end, and she graduated from Fairview and is going to Front Range next year, and her parents are Stephen and Therese Cooper. And Kalia Jones, who graduated from Monarch High School and is going to CSU in Fort Collins with, and not with her parents. She's actually not going with her parents. You want to? She is here with her parents, Lisa Kahn and Paul Jones. So welcome. So I'm going to take a couple moments just to speak to the parents, and I can't quite see Steve and Teresa the way we're set up, but I want you guys to make sure you know I'm talking to you. So this is quite a transition for parents, not only for youth. You've nurtured your children since they were babies, and this shift out of high school is indeed a milestone. It happens really fast, doesn't it, when we're on this end of it? And you may have heard the quote from Elizabeth Stone, which is, making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking outside of your body. As a parent, it's hard enough for us to have our hearts toddling around, but always within sight. As you strove to protect your young ones from the simple harms like a coffee table corner or a bump on the playground. Your job has been to fix the unfixable, from broken bicycles to childhood squabbles with friends. And your job has also been to expose your children to the wonder and beauty of the world, and then to let them discover its meaning on their own. And each stage of growth has required a continual letting go that I don't think they tell you about when you decide to bring children into the world. It's a letting go so they can flourish on their own, even when we think they may not be ready. And that's always a dance of parenting, to assess that readiness. And there's always risk that one side, the parent or the child, will miscalculate, either over-sheltering to the detriment of growth or throwing the doors wide open too soon before the maturity is there to take on the new. However that dance played out between you and your child, you're here now in this moment with them on the precipice of graduating high school. It's the threshold of a new day, and they'll be moving on to a new chapter in their lives, which means a new chapter in your lives as well. And no doubt it will mean more letting go on your part. Your role will become more passive, but no less loving, for sure. May this transition for you, parents, be one that you can appreciate your own work as a parent to get your children to this beautiful stage in their life, to raise them into young adulthood, as you honor their growing independence as well. Congratulations, you've made it this far. And we have a little gift for our parents, too. And I will tell the parents, you know, sometimes when kids go, parents start to go too. So we want you here. Stay. We still value your, it's not just, people say we came for the kids and then stayed for ourselves. So continue to stay. We want you here. So thank you, parents. And I think you guys can sit down, and we'll leave the honoring the graduates up here. So. And now our three bridgers, You've made it this far on the journey to become more real. You've had your own bumps and bruises along the way, no doubt. Some of them have happened here, no doubt. Your hearts have no doubt weathered some of the stormy days of adolescence. And that's not over. Stormy days will be with you in your future, as well as bright, sunny ones. But you're here on a threshold to a new day, a new journey in life. Over the years, you've brought your parents your owies, and you've left your half-eaten cookies on the couch. You've given them dandelion bouquets and crayon Mother's Day cards, and you've challenged their patience and no doubt awed them with your wisdom. This graduation from high school is a milestone. It marks a shift for you from youth to young adulthood, and we mark that here. We want to make sure you know that and we know that. More and more of your decisions will be your own, and more your peers will be your guides. And although you may feel totally ready for this, or maybe not, remember that the love that has been and always will be your roots is here. These people, they're still able, especially your parents, they're still able and willing to offer guidance. And they're really pretty good at it because they've gotten you this far. So I want to congratulate you on the milestones you've had to go through to get to this moment. And thank you for sharing pieces of your life here with this fellowship. And we are going to invite Kalia to speak for a few moments about what it's been like to grow up UU.
So I first joined this congregation when I was 4, so nearly 14 years ago. And, you know, growing up, I remember going to Sunday school and learning about other religions and ways of life, and going to OWL, being slightly uncomfortable. But most of all, I remember learning the 7 principles. And in this childhood, in an open-minded and understanding community, it's done more than shape how I think and comprehend, but it's shaped me as a young woman becoming an adult. And for that, I thank you all.
Okay, so we are going to sing a hymn that the youth picked out that is not in the hymnal, but it's going to be projected up there. And it's actually a round, so we're going to try it once right through, and then I'm going to split you guys up. That side starts and that side goes second. And we'll sing it twice as a round, so 3 times all together. Please rise as you're willing and able.
So we are going to move into the next step of this ceremony and ritual together. The Dalai Lama said, give the ones you love wings to fly, roots to come back to, and reasons to stay. So I will tell you directly, we want you to stay. We want you to stay connected to the roots of this faith tradition connected to this congregation that loves you, and connected to the broader community of Unitarian Universalism around the world. You may need this base of community when you are far away from home and life gives you bumps and bruises. A community that can celebrate with you the great joys and other milestones of your life, but also be there for you in some of your most challenging moments. And part of the reason we want you to stay is because we have found that this is what gives our life meaning and helps us through the challenging times and provides that base to help us, to support us and celebrate with us in our lives so we feel less isolated. But the other reason we want you to stay connected to this faith community and to this faith tradition is because our world is so fractured and broken. And we know that the values that we have as Unitarian Universalism can help build those bridges so more people can feel whole, more people might feel a little more real as they walk out in the world, and more justice and love can be brought into the world. And we're going to need you to be a part of that. So we want you to stay. We have some gifts for you. And I'm going to have you stand over here, kind of closer to me. And I'm going to invite any young adults who are here at this time to come forward onto the other side of the dais over there to welcome the Bridgers into this new stage of their life of young adulthood. And in UU land, young adult means anyone who's over 18 but doesn't yet consider themselves middle-aged. So if that's you, come on up. I think I'm looking out there and I'm thinking there's a few more of you who probably don't quite consider yourselves like middle-aged. Like, it's like when you're starting to feel like you're over the hill. Thank you. This is a delightful group of young adults, and I'm really glad to have you here. So I'm going to ask you to invite these Bridgers, and all you have to do is answer "we will" to a few simple questions, okay? Easy enough, yeah. I've had you do harder things than that, right? You have before you some young people just completing their high school years. They are spreading their wings now. Feast your eyes on them and remember that moment in your own life. It's closer for you than it is for some of the rest of us. So you might remember that feeling at the end of high school. When you see them again, will you check in with them and ask them how it's going in this very active stage of their life? Will you remind them of their roots here in this congregation and invite their participation? And I'm going to invite you to walk over to this group of young adults, which you are now joining. Welcome, welcome. It's not so bad on that side. Look, they're all smiling. They're mostly smiling anyway. And I'm going to ask you together if you will seek to bring the values of love, reason, compassion, and justice into the world, no matter where your journeys take you. Excellent. Now you stay there, because now I'm going to charge the rest of you. These young adults, three of them have just reached a milestone in their lives. But the rest of them are also on life journeys that are a little behind where ours are. Our religious tradition needs the voices of young people to form and shape the next 50 years of our faith. And our world needs these values lived out, because we know that Unitarian Universalism builds a bridge between some of the great divides that we have today in our world. It's a very fractured world out there. And we offer community and love and a place to put our hands into the work of justice. So it is our responsibility as the older adults of the congregation to keep them connected to this faith and to make sure they are always welcome here at their root congregation. So please respond with a resounding "we will" as these young adults, so these young adults know their value in our lives. Will you look for ways to include the voices of all of our young adults in our programs and activities?
We will.
Excellent. Will you remove barriers to participation for young adults, like maybe when you have your meetings?
We will.
Thank you. Will you ask yourself, will you look for ways to include, will you ask yourselves repeatedly, how can we include more generations in what we are doing?
We will.
In our religious tradition, we experience spiritual growth to be a lifelong journey. Will you seek to help them grow in their Unitarian Universalist identity and ongoing faith formation?
We will.
Welcome to young adulthood, and thank you, other young adults, for being here to guide them. You may be seated. And now we should have Miss Ari coming, but I don't know if we told her. Excellent. Excellent! Come on up. Hi, Logan. Hey, Logan, can you come meet me here? Hi. Hey, Logan, your mom and dad are up here, too. Come on up. Hi, buddy. Look. Look who's over there. There they are. Hi. Aiden and Hank and... Hi, Zach. And here comes Miss Ari. We're going to sing the UU Blessing Song with Miss Ari. If you'd like, you can stay up here with Miss Ari. Zach, are you looking for your mom? Or do you want to come up?
There's your mom.
Let's try that again. This is a repeat after me song.
This is a repeat after me song.
Good job. So I'm going to say a line.
I'm going to say a line.
And then you're going to sing it back to me. It's a blessing we were born. And it matters what we do. Let what we know about love is a piece of the truth. Let the beauty we love
be what we do.
And we don't have to do it alone. It's a blessing we were born. And it matters what we do. What we know about love is a piece of the truth. Yet the beauty we love
be what we do.
And we don't have to do it alone. And we don't have to do it alone. Beautiful. Thank you.
And there's one more person to thank that I want to thank today, and that is Ellen Saunders Duncan, who is our youth coordinator and came in kind of a little bit mid-year or early, late fall maybe, filled a role that
December.
Spencer left December. So, and she's just done such an excellent job with our youth, our coming-of-age youth, and coordinating OWL and childcare and our high school group. So I just want to really thank you, Ellen, for your work with us this year.
I love having you with us.
It's so wonderful.
Amen. I'm going to have a stand and do a benediction, and then we're going to do our very traditional, in this congregation, wo-ya-ya bridge to send our bridgers out. So as you're comfortable doing, please rise and hold hands as it's comfortable. You can stay seated. I need a hand. Oh my, here, I'll have to reach over this way. Okay. It is a blessing we were born. Let us pass these blessings on generation to generation so that we can build the world that we dream about, a world that we know is possible, where love and justice and a just profound respect for the diversity of humanity and the beauty of the earth can be a part of our everyday lives. May it be so. Amen. Now come some directions. Those of you on the aisles get to form an arch with the person next to you, but not Ingrid and not this row. So, there you go. Okay. And everybody else, if you're comfortable doing, kind of put your hand on the person who's forming the arch so we're kind of all connected as we can. And then we're going to do this and sing. So it's kind of like walking and chewing gum at the same time. And the song is Wo Ya Ya. And first we will send our bridgers and their families through here. And then the rest of us will go through there because at the end of the tunnel is a really big chocolate cake. So, and Therese, would you start us singing?
We're going to sing Wo Ya Ya, which is number 1020, and I think you guys know it if you're not brand new. So we can just do it by, you know, heart. We'll be fine.
And it gets messy, so just let it get messy, okay? All right, I forgot you were a mom, too.
Okay.
Okay.